words that I'm about to share are largely drawn from Jim Pfeiffer. He opted to write out some of his thoughts and feelings about his mother and those who have lovingly supported the family through this time. So this is Jim's testimony to the life of his mother, and then I'll follow up with a few words. Muriel was born October 23rd in 1921, and as you'll notice in the bulletin this afternoon, she died on her birthday 93 years later. Along the way, she experienced so many wonderful things and blessed so many others by who she was. She married her husband, William Charles Pfeiffer, in Beaufort, South Carolina in 1942, and though he passed 30 years before her, Muriel always spoke fondly of her husband. The two of them had quite a family. Their first son is Rudy, who married Helen, and William, who married Alicia, and now they have children, Julie, Jake, and Luke. There's also a little Diana Jean. Charles and Muriel had another son, of course, Jim, who is married to Tracy. And here's where it starts to sound like a biblical genealogy. There's Scott, who married Chelsea and their daughter Isabella. There's Cian, who married Tim and had daughters Faith, Grace, Charity, and Trinity. There are the twins, Bradley and Brett, another daughter, Kimberly, and another son, James. There are grandsons, Brady and Rory, a niece, Pamela, and her husband, James. Their daughter, Jenny, and her son, Ryan, Brendan, and his wife, Lauren, and their son, Lachlan. Did I get them all? Did I do all right? Why do I mention all of these family connections? Because all of these loved ones were born throughout Muriel's 93 years, leaving her with two sons, 10 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, a niece, a grandniece, a grandnephew, and 2 great-grandnephews. Family was so very important to Muriel. She showed her love of family, too. She was always happy to have them gathered in her home. She loved her music and to find just about any reason to celebrate and have a party with people, especially her family. That's who Muriel was. She was full of life, always interested in talking with others, connecting with people, and if they would listen, talking all night about her incredible life experiences or the mundane occurrences of everyday life. Muriel loved her sister Margaret and Margaret's husband John dearly. When they lost their daughter, Muriel's niece, at such a young age, she grieved with them. Her helpful nature, love of hosting, and gift for conversation soothed souls. She gave people a place to rest, a place to enjoy the company of others, a place to hear stories. Jim says, all of us will miss her for all of our special reasons and knowing how she touched our lives in so many special ways. I wish to thank all who have sent their well wishes to comfort our families, any who have given donations to the church in Muriel's honor, and all who are here today to celebrate her life. Now, I'd like to add a few of my own words. Muriel lived a full life, so today, though we mourn her death, and our loss, we also celebrate the life that she lived. I visited regularly with Muriel over the last few years, and as I visited, I got the distinct sense that she would have talked to just about anyone who walked in. It didn't matter who I was or what I had accomplished in life. She simply wanted to connect with people, and she did it skillfully by using her gift for conversation. If I had my guess, I think she would want the same for us today. She would want us to follow her example. Her legacy is not only one of family, but also one of connection. I see in her the same example Christ set for us as he connected with the poor, with the disenfranchised, the sick, and the lonely. Christ loved all people. The only ones Jesus had a problem with were the religious people who were total hypocrites, telling everyone what to do but failing to love the people. Muriel knew better. Muriel loved. people, and she showed it every time she had people over to her home, every time she had a long conversation with you on the phone, every time she told you a story from her life. In the Gospel of John, when Jesus is with the disciples in the upper room, just before he's betrayed and put on the cross, he says, "Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. And anyone that accepts me accepts God." I believe Muriel was sent by God. She is an emissary of the Lord. By loving her and caring about her, you have loved and accepted God. That's what her life reminds us of. That's what her accepting nature teaches us about God and each other. It seems particularly fitting that as we enter into the Advent season, a time of preparation to receive Christ, that we celebrate the life of Muriel, who always seemed prepared to receive others. She will be dearly missed because she is dearly loved. May God bless her, bless that long list of extended family, and bless all those who have loved and accepted her, just as she accepted all of us. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you now.